Walker County voters are headed to the polls today as Georgia wraps up one of the nation's most closely watched primary elections. All Walker County precincts are open until 7 p.m. Voters must cast ballots at their assigned precinct and bring a valid photo ID. Georgia voters are deciding key races for governor, U.S. Senate, and several statewide offices. If no candidate receives more than 50% of the vote, runoff elections are set for June 16th. For precinct information, contact the Walker County Elections Office. That number is 706-638-4349. If you're traveling I-75 today, you can expect some delays in Catoosa County. The Department of Transportation says the left southbound lane over Three Notch Road near mile marker 351 will be closed from 9 a.m. until 5 p.m. for bridge maintenance work. Motorists are urged to slow down, stay alert in the work zone, and allow extra travel time. Walker County residents will have another chance later this month to help shape the county's future. County leaders will hold a second stakeholder meeting for the comprehensive plan update on Thursday, May 28th. Meeting starts at 6 and goes until 7:30. It's happening at the Walker County Civic Center in Rock Spring. Officials say the meeting will focus on future growth, development, infrastructure, and community priorities. Residents, business owners, and community leaders are encouraged to attend and share input. City of Lafayette is accepting applications for patrol officers with the Lafayette Police Department. Starting pay ranges from just over $50,000 to $56,000 a year with benefits, including a take-home vehicle, paid retirement, holiday, and vacation time. Additional pay incentives are available for certifications, degrees, and specialty training. Anyone interested can apply through the City of Lafayette website, or you can email hr@cityoflafayetteGA.org and get more information. We've got a look at sports when we return. Lafayette High School is named longtime coach and LHS alumnus Lee Bohannon is the Ramblers' interim head football coach for the upcoming season. Bohannon was recently hired as defensive coordinator and now takes over following the departure of Ethan Thompson, who accepted a coaching job in Arizona after two seasons as the head coach. School officials say Bohannon brings 36 years of coaching experience across Georgia, Florida, and Tennessee and will lead the Ramblers through the 2026 season. Details on all of these stories, you can find them on our website. Head over to discoverwalker.com. I'm Chris Goforth, Georgia 93.7 in Lafayette's own AM 1590 WQCH.